Today's daf is Menachis Daf Yud Gimel, and we are about 20 lines from the top of Daf Yud Beis Amid Beis Hadar Amar Rav. Today's daf is being learned Le'ilui Nishmas Toba Rivka Esther Bas Yisrael Yehoshua. So we're in the middle of a sugya, in the middle of a little bit of an intense sugya. The Gemara on Daf Yud Beis Amid Aleph discussed Shirayim Shechasru Bein Kmitza Lehaktar. Alibad Rabbi Yochanan that holds Makter Koimetzaleim, however, Oisan Shirayim Asurim Ba'achila. Which means that the Haktaras HaKoimetz, on the one hand, is a proper Haktaras HaKoimetz, but on the other hand, it's somewhat deficient. It's a proper Haktaras HaKoimetz, there's some Ritzoi, that's what Makter Koimetzaleim means. It's deficient because ordinarily Haktaras HaKoimetz is Mata Shirayim Ba'achila, but Oisan Shirayim Asurim Ba'achila. The question is, what about with regards to other halachos, other powers that Haktaras HaKoimetz has? Do we say that being that Makter Koimetz Aleihem, so this Haktaras HaKoimetz has the ability to effectuate whatever those other halachas are? Or do we say, being that Oisin Shirayin Asurim Bachilo, it's a deficient Haktaras HaKoimetz, so maybe not. Specifically, the Gemara discussed whether or not such a Haktaras HaKoimetz could be Koiveya Pigo, or whether or not it could be Moitzi the Mincha Midei Me'ilo. We mentioned that there's two very distinct approaches in the Rishonim handled in Pashup Shan in this Gemara. We went with the Mahalach of the Shita Mekubetzes, which, according to Maran Agriz, is also the Shita Sarambam, the Leike Shitas Rashi, and that is that the Shailas of the Gemara were that we know that in order for a carbon to be pigel, where it's going to be Chayav in all of Karis, you would need Kartzas, Kosher, Kachartzas, Pasal. Yesterday's raid, we mentioned that at first glance in the Brisa, in Zvachim, Chav Chesam, and Beis, it seems like there's actually two sources to this halacha. Number one, Lo Yiratze, number two, Lo Yichashe, Ayin Shab. But the bottom line is that there's an idea that in order to have a carbon that's pigle, where if somebody ate from it, he would be chayiv karis, you would need at the very least that the four critical avoidas of the mincha were done. Here's the question. Is this haktaras koimetz considered enough haktaras koimetz to say that the four critical avoidas were done, to say it's artzah's puzzle, so that in the event that in one of the avoidas there was a machshav of chutzazmani, if somebody would eat now from the mincha, he would be chayiv karis. The other shaila is, we know that haktaras koimetz is moitzi the mincha midei me'ila. The question is, such haktaras koimetz, which is somewhat deficient, can it be moitzi midei me'ila, or could it not be moitzi midei me'ila? The bottom line is, the Gemara said it was a machlokes amayron, it was a machlokes Rav Huna and Rava. Rav Huna said no, Rava said yeah. Rav Huna says this Haktaras Koimetz is deficient, thus it can't be Kaveh Pickle, it can't be Moitz Midei Me'ilo. Rava says yes, this Haktaras Koimetz Hagametz deficient could be Kaveh Pickle, and it could be Moitz Midei Me'ilo. But Rav Huna and Rava didn't just state their positions, they doubled down. Rav Huna said that I hold such Haktaras Koimetz cannot be Kaveh Pickle. It can't be Moitz Midei Me'ilo. But I want you to know that Afilu the Rabbi Akiva, even according to Rabbi Akiva, who holds Rika Mayelis Liyotze, even according to him, I'm going to state my position. Who's this Rabbi Akiva? What does it mean, Rika Mayelis Liyotze? There's Machloikis, Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Eliezer, that's discussed throughout Seder Kachim, whether or not, if you have a chelik of a carbon that right now is outside of the Chaymas of the Azara, which is a bad thing, and then you go and you do a Zrika, is the Zrika Mayeles to be Moitzi, that chelik that was Yoitzi Midei Me'ilo, or is it not? Rabbi Akiva said Zrika Mayeles Liyotze, and Rabbi Eliezer said, "Ein zrika me'alas liyotze." Says Rav Huna, "I want you to know when I say that the haktaras hakoimetz can't be moitzi the mincha chaseira midei me'ilo. It's true, even according to Rabbi Akiva, who holds zrika me'alas liyotze to be moitzi it midei me'ilo. Meaning, there could have been a thought that if Rabbi Akiva holds that when it comes to something that's yotze, a zrika could still be moitzi et midei me'ilo, means it's not so complicated to remove an issa me'ilo, even though right now there's something imperfect. Hu adin shiraim shechasru ben kmitza la'aktar should be the same halacha. On that, Rav Huna said that I'm so confident with my position that this mincha chaseri you can't be moitz midei me'ilah, and for that matter you can't be kaveh up a pigle either, that I feel the Rabbi Akiva who holds that zrika me'elus liyoy say it's not going to be okay. And what's the difference? Said Rav Huna, I'll tell you why. Because when a carbon is yoytze, the carbon itself is good. What's wrong with it? We said three things. Location, location, location. But the gufa carbon is beseder. When you have shirayim shechasru ben kmitza laktar, the chisaron is in the gufa carbon, meaning that chisaron is in the gufa carbon. Over here, I hold for sure it's not going to be okay. Rava did exactly what Rav Huna did. Rava also doubled down in the same exact way and tied in the same exact sugya. Rava said, really, Rav Huna? Well, I'm going to tell you what I think. He said, I hold even according to Rabbi Eliezer that holds Ein Zrika Mayelis Liyotze. Meaning, if you have a chiluk of a carbon that's yoytze and you do a zrika, it would not be able to be moitz midei me'ilah. But when it comes to shiraim shechasru ben kmitza la'aktar, this aktar, its koymes, would be able to be moitz midei me'ilah. And if that's the case, would be able to be kaveh pepigal as well. Because I hold that this is much less of a problem than yoytze is. How so? Because yoytze, at the end of the day, this chiluk that you're trying to be moitz midei me'ilah is chutz la'azara. It's no shaykhis. It's in the wrong machna, right? And as a result, there's zrika, according to Rabbi Eliezer, can't be mayelis. But as it relates to the Mincha Chaseira, where we're trying to remove the Issa Me'ila from the Chelik that we have, which is right here in the right Machna, I think this would actually be better, and in this case it would be okay. So the bottom line is, 2 points, and they're both critical as we segue into the last leg of this Gemara. It's a machlekes Rav Huna and Rava Halacha Lamaisa regarding the original Ibaya. Whether Shiraim Shechosma and Kmitza Lahaktara, where Makdu Kemetzalem, Oitzitrai Masrum Achilo, is a Kaveh Pigal, is a Maitz Pdemil, according to Rav Huna, the answer is no, according to Rava, the answer is yes. But additionally, Rav Huna and Rava doubled down. Rav Huna said the answer is no, even Alibad Rabbi Akiva that holds Zrika Me'elis Liyotze, and Rava said the answer is yes, I feel the Rabbi Eliezer that holds that ain't Zrika Me'elis Liyotze. The first part of the avoida of the machloikis Rav Huna and Rava was Rava himself talking. Mino aminala, what's my makar? He brought a raya from a very subtle diuk in Rav Chiya's Braisa, which essentially mirrored our Mishnah. Abaya was doichet, and now we're up to the last part of the Gemara that says Hada Amar Rava, where Rava is going to be chayser. Says the Gemara Hada Amar Rava after Rava said what he said, which was what? That shiraim shechasru and kimitz la'aktara, that haktaras hakoimitz could be kaveh pigol, and it could be moitzi midei me'ilah. And I feel the Rabbi Eliezer that holds ain't zrika me'elis liyotze. Rava went, and Rava did an about face. He went 180 degrees. He said, lav milsi da'amri. It's not correct what I said. The Tanya, because we learned to the Brisa, it says regarding the lechem aponim, kodesh kodashim hu. So the emphasis on the word hu. We learn from the word hu, shem nifras ha'achas mehen chaloiseha, kulam besula. He said, if one of the yud beis chalas of the lechem aponim would be chaser, right? It would crack, it would break, it would crumble, so you don't have 100% of it anymore. All of them would be possible. What's the diak? Who is singular? Yud beis chalas is plural. From the fact that we refer to the yud beis chalas as one unit, that means if one of the chalas is nifrasa, the whole thing is going to be out. What does this mean? This means that what was matter the lechem aponim achila? It was the haktara of the shnei bezichei levayna. So if at the time that you do the haktara for the shnei bezichei levayna, one of the yud beis chalas is a little bit deficient, kulam psuas, everything is going to be out. Said Rava, I want to make a little bit of a diak over here. It sounds like if it was nifrasa, one of the chalas, that's when we're going to have a problem. Hayatzis, let's say one of the chalas would not be nifrasa, but it would be yatzis. It would be outside of the azara right now. It sounds like hanu de ikugavo yiksheris. The ones that are inside would be kasha. The one that's outside would be possibly yatzis. But at the very least, the ones that are inside would be kasha. And that's a little bit of a chiddush to me, Rava said. Why? Because that would mean, you have to hold cup here, that the haktara of the shnei bezichei levayna are poyel, they talk to, so to speak, even the one challah that's outside of the azara. Why? Because if it can't talk to that challah, if it can't see that challah in its radar system, well, that means that the lechem aponim achaser. And if it's chaser, the Braisa already said, it's not going to be okay. Bal karchach, you have to say that even though it's yoytze, it still sees it. Now, it doesn't see it enough to make it okay to eat because it's nifsal b'yoytze. But Hamia, it sees it, it reckons with it. It's chel on it on some level. You know what that means? It means zrik me'el seyoytze. That's what it means. It means that despite the fact that it's in the wrong machina, afilu hachi, the proverbial zrika, which is the haktar of the shnei bezicha levayna, are going to work. So it says, Rava, let's do a little bit of math. Man, shamalei dama zrik me'el seyoytze, who must the tan of this price of me? Meaning, who is the Tana that holds Rikam El Sliyot? Say Rabbi Akiva, right? It's Rabbi Akiva, the Kamar. And what does it say in this Braisa? Nifrasa Lai. It says clearly that in the event that it was Nifrasa, in the event that part of it became Chaser, at that point, you would not be able to go and eat the Lechem upon him. So you say Meres. What do you see from here? That if you hold Zrikam El Sliyot, still, as it relates to a mincha chesera, it's going to be a problem. Who said this? This is exactly what Rav Huna said. Rav Huna said, "Shirayim shechasru ben kmitza lahaktara." What's the halacha? That haktara sakoymitz is not a good haktara sakoymitz to be kaveh pepigel and to be moitzia midei me'ila. And he said, "Afilu the Rabbi Akiva da Amar zrika me'el sliyotze." Rav went just the opposite. He said it could, even if you hold like Rabbi Eliezer, the name zrika me'el sliyotze. Hada Amar Rav. I see Rav Huna was right. He was 100% right. He was right, number one, that if it's Nifras Aloy, and he was also right that even if you hold Zrika Me'el Sliyotze, because I have a diuk in this brisa that suggests that the time of this brisa holds Zrika Me'el Sliyotze. What's the diuk? Because the brisa is saying that if it's Chaser, it's a problem, but as much with it's Yotze, it's not going to be a problem. Oh, must be the Haktar of the Shnei B'Zich Elavayin is able to talk to what's Yotze. That means who I did in the Sugi of Zrika Me'el Sliyotze would be able to be Moitze Midei Me'ilah. Well, if that's the case, you see there's a Chsorin of Chaser, even if you hold Zrika Me'el Sliyotze, that is Mamish Hein Hein. Now the truth is, if you're misboining in this Gemara for a minute, it's a little bit of a paladig Gemara. Just pashup shot, even in the spirit of we do what we do, even without digging deeper, it's a little bit of a paladig Gemara. And the reason is because this brisa that talks about that if the lechem upon him is chaser, the halacha is kulam psulois. What essentially it's saying is that when you do the haktara of the shnei bezicha levayna, being that there's a chaser over here, you're not going to be allowed to go now and eat the lechem upon him, right? That's not the psul chaser that Rav and Rav Huna were discussing on Amud Aleph. They were discussing on Amud Aleph a situation we have shirayim shechasru where the halach is makter kainet zaleh. Norvas oisin shirayim asrum achila. But at the very least, it's not a real psul chaser. It's like an in-between psul chaser because makter kaimetz aleihem on the one hand, but at the same time oisin shirayim asur machila. What was the shaila? The shaila was what about with regard to some of the details, some of the nuance of what a haktaras kaimetz is able to do? It's kaveh bepigel. It's moitzim idei me'ilah. Would it be able to do that, or would it not be able to do that? That's what we're donning. When the Bryce is discussing the halach of Kodesh Kedoshim Hu and telling me that if there's a psul chaser, so the whole lechem upon him is possible. So you're telling me basically that if there's a psul chaser, you can't be makter kainet zaleim, right? You can't go ahead and be makter the shnei bezicha levayna. The reason is because the ganze ma'is is possible. Okay, that's a real issue. That's a real psul that knocks out this inyan 100%. Maybe that's already a different inyan, right? It's not mamish the same exact case, but at the end of the day, what we're stelling to is that this psul chaser that you have over here is true, even if you hold that zrikas me'elas liyotze, which sounds like shitas Rav Huna on Amud Aleph, and if that's the case, it's a kasha on Rava. Abaya, but Abaya told Rava. So it's interesting. Abaya always argues with Rava, right? Over here, you would think Abaya wouldn't argue with Rava, because this is a hada on my Rava, where Rava's saying that, you know, Abaya, I'm coming around to you. But no, if Rava said it, Abaya is maybe going to see it another way. So Abaya tells Rava, he says, I don't know why you're being hada on my Rava. He says, miktani ha-yotzis. Doesn't say anything about Zrika Me'elas Liyotze in this brisa, right? What does the brisa say? Kodesh Kedoshim Hu, Shem Nifras Ha'achas Mehen Chaloysel, Kulam Pesulais. Rava made a dig that I know we're going Zrika Me'elas Liyotze, because if Zrika was in a Me'elas Liyotze, why didn't you mention Psul Yotze? Says Abaya, it doesn't say anything about Yotzes, right? Now you're telling me you have a Psadiyak. What's the Diyak? Because why are you talking about chasra. Talk about something softer. Oh, must be. That other thing would taka be okay. Abaye says, even if you want to work with your methodology, that there's a diik to be had, but Dilma, you know what the diik is? Not ha-yotzis, but maybe the diik is ha-nitmas ha-nachsheres. That in the event that one of the chalas became tummy, that's where it's going to be kosher. And there's a real svara to say that. My time with the meratza tzitzk. Because we know the tzitz was meratza on tmeim. Avul yotzis. But as it relates to if it was yotza, maybe loy, it wouldn't be okay. And the reason is because Rabbi Eliezer, maybe the brides are going according to Rabbi Eliezer, the Amar who holds Ein Zrika Mayeles Liyotze. And that's why it's not going to be okay. Now, if it's Rabbi Eliezer, Ein Zrika Mayeles Liyotze, says Abaye, so why didn't you mention Yotze? Right? Forget the Dik. So why don't you mention Yotze? Why are you talking about Chaser if really Yotze also? Ubedinu do Bayule, the Mr. Yami Yotze, says Abaye. And really, the Tan of the brides could have, would have, should have talked about Yotze. The Haidu Tani Nifrisa, the reason I mentioned Nifrisa is Hakamashbal, and it's coming to teach me Chiddush. Tafilu Nifrisa. The Isay Bifnim, even Nifrisa, where technically it wasn't Yotzei, where it's still Bifnim, see Omer Aleph, Loi Mahanyale Akhtara, still the Akhtara is not going to be okay. Ava the Rabbi Akiva, but Abaya told Rava, but according to Rabbi Akiva, the Amaz Rikam Yelis Yotzei, could be Afid Chasar Nami Mahanyale Akhtara, maybe even if it was Chasar, would be Mahanyale Akhtara as well. So what did Abaye tell Rava? Abaye told Rava, I don't know why you're coming around. No, I'm happy to see the world differently than you. Why are you being chayzer over here? I don't understand why you're being chayzer. You think that you have a raya in this braisa, that the braisa is Rabbi Akiva, Zrikam Eels Liyotze, and Afilu Hachi, there's a psul chsarim. Loi the matay, the braisa is going according to Rabbi Eliezer that holds Ein Zrikam Eels Liyotze, and because Ein Zrikam Eels Liyotze, it's for that reason there's a psul chsarim. But if you would hold like Rabbi Akiva, that Zrikam Eels Liyotze, it could be there'd be no psul chsarim either. Just need to speak out one critical point in Pashat Pshat, the Havan of the Gemara. Today's daf began, Hadam HaRava. Rava was chayzer from what he said yesterday. Abaye was doiche b'chazar. Even after Abaye is doiche b'chazar, as we're going to see in one second when we do this in Kum, there's still a Hadam HaRava, right? It's just in the level of Hadam HaRava. What did Rava start off the daf by saying? I said yesterday that even if you hold Ein Zrika Me'elis L'Yotze, but this Haktara Sakoimitz could be Kaveh of a Pigle and it could be Moitzi Midei Me'ila. Hada Amar Rava, no. Even if you hold Zrika is Moyeles Liyotze, still this Haktara Sakoimitz can't be Kaveh of a Pigle, be Moitzi Midei Me'ila. 180 degrees. The two things Rava said, he's being Chayzer. Rava said that the Haktara Sakoimitz works, now he's saying it doesn't work. Rava said it works even if you hold that Ein Zrika Me'elis Liyotze, and now he's saying it doesn't work even if you hold Zrika Me'elis Liyotze. Essentially what he's saying is Shitas Rav Huna on Amud Aleph. All Abaye told Rava was, Lav Milsi, where do you see in this Braisa that we're going according to Rabbi Akiva that Zrika Me'elis Liyotze? Because your Diyek, maybe the Diyek is not Hayotz, it's Hanitmas. And maybe really Psul Yotze, but also, why did we mention Psul Yotze? Because of a Svar. But maybe we're going Ein Zrika Me'elis Liyotze. Okay. But you still see there's a psul chsar in here, right? You still see there's a psul chsar. Abaye knows that. But Abaye is telling Rava that even though you see there's a psul chsar in, and you want to shtel that su to the sugya of yesterday, but at the same time, you only see it now according to the manda omar that holds Ein Zrika Me'elis Liyotze. But if you hold Zrika Me'elis Liyotze, then there wouldn't be a problem. In other words, Rava, your halacha could still shtip. You don't have to be chayzer from your halacha. You have to be chayzer from maybe you're doubling down, but you don't have to be chayzer from your halacha. You have to be chayzer from your doubling down because you see that if you hold Ein Zrika Me'elis Liyotze, then there's going to be a psul of chesaron, which you said yesterday is not the case. You said even if you hold Ein Zrika Me'elis Liyotze, still there's not going to be a psul chesaron. But at the end of the day, if you hold that Zrika is Me'elis Liyotze, which is not the Tana this Braisa, so Lo Yilmei Melacha, your halacha that you said on Amud Aleph is going to be true. In other words, Rava's knack, where Rava said that the halacha of chaser is going to be okay, even if you hold Ein Zrika Me'elis Liyotze, that's contradicted from this braisa. Says there's for sure a braisa that seems to say that there's going to be a problem of shirayim shechaser and kmitzah la'aktara with regards to being kaveh bepigel and with regards to being moitzi midei me'ila. That braisa is the lechem aponim the braisa, which, by the way, again, the achrayna much very much to understand the tzushtal ayin sham, very much ayin sham. But the bottom line is that's a very achrayna shishmuz. But regardless, Lomdus aside, the Gemara is telling to these two things. So based on that, there would be a Hadar Amar Rava. What's coming out, the maskana, ironically, Abaye is the one that's being mechadish this taina, is that Rava doesn't have to be chayzer 100%. Because that price could be going in Zrika Me'elas Liyotze. And if in Zrika Me'elas Liyotze, that's why there's going to be a psul chzarin. But if you're Zrika Me'elas Liyotze, then there's not going to be a psul chzarin. So Rava still has to be chayzer. Abaye is not telling Rava, your hada on my Rava is 100% incorrect, because the second chaluk of Rava for sure he has to be chayzer on. When Rava says that there's no problem, even if you hold Ainzer Kamel Sliyotze, well, that's hot. You see, for sure, not that way. Because this Brysa either holds Rikamel Sliyotze or Ainzer Kamel Sliyotze. In the best case scenario, he holds Ainzer Kamel Sliyotze, and you see, there's a psal chsar. He just doesn't have to be chayzer 100%. He doesn't have to say that even if you hold Zrika Mayel Sliyotze, still it's going to be an issue. Why is this such a big deal? First of all, it's Pshan in the Gemara, but also because, who do you think we paskin like? Zrika Me'el Sliyotze and Zrika Me'el Sliyotze. Chalik is Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Kiva holds Zrika Me'el Sliyotze. Rabbi Eliezer holds Zrika Me'el Sliyotze. We always paskin to Rabbi Akiva. We never paskin to Rabbi Eliezer. So there's not a lot of suspense who we paskin like. So we paskin Zrika Me'el Sliyotze, which means Haliba de Hilchas of Rava's Halach and Amad Aleph is still going to stem. So really, that's what Abai is telling Rava. You're coming and you're being chayzer, you actually don't have to be chayzer with your halach. Your halach is good. Your knech that works, I'll leave it to Rabbi Eliezer that you have to be chayzer on. No. But the bottom line is, you don't have to be chayzer 100%. This concludes the first part of today's daf, which is really the last part of yesterday's daf. Moving along. It's up to Mishnah. Lechol kechatzi zayis ula hakter kechatzi zayis. Rashi says we're talking about where a kohen did one of the Dalet Avodas. He did it with a machshava of Lemachar. Lemachar is what we know as Chutz Lazmanai. What's the halach if you do one of the Dalet Avodas with a machshava of Chutz Lazmanai? It's going to be Pigav HaChayav and all of cars. In order for the machshava to be a machshava, you would have to have in mind to do some sort of Achilas Mizbeach. How much Achilas Mizbeach? So the Mishnah was pretty mefurish. Rabbi it wasn't, but the Mishnah was pretty mefurish. It would have to be a kezayis. Says the Mishnah, what would be if he had in mind to eat a chatzi zayis of the Shari Mincha, ulahakter ke chatzi zayis, and then to be makter a chatzi zayis of the koimitz. The loch is kosher, it's going to be kosher, she'in achilo v'aktara mitztarfen, because achilo and haktara are not mitztarf. So really, this Mishnah, this very, very short Mishnah, is a continuation of the previous Mishnah, which was a very long Mishnah. At the very end of the previous Mishnah, we discussed something very similar. The Mishnah said, "Kechatzi zayis lemachar, kechatzi zayis bechutz, kechatzi zayis bechutz, kechatzi zayis lemachar, dalach is possible in baikaris." The Mishnah mentioned that a machshava of a chatzi zayis of chutz l'zmanoi and a machshava of a chatzi zayis of chutz l'mkoymoi are mitztarif, that it's going to be possible. Now, you're not going to be chayiv karis. The reason you're not going to be chayiv karis is because you don't have a zayis of chutz l'zmanoi. That's easy. But hamiyah, it's going to be mitztarif to say that I have a bad machshava. Could have thought chutz l'zmanoi, chutz l'mkoymoi is no shayches, right? With a chatzi zayis, so to speak, of chutz l'zmanoi and a chatzi zayis of shloi l'shma. There's no shir by shloi l'shma, but just l'saber es oizen. Would they be mitzdarif? No, because it's two completely different things. So the Mishnah is saying a chiddush that chutz l'zmanoi, chutz l'mkoymoi is mi inyan l'inyan ba'isa inyan, right? They're both under the umbrella of pigol, and as a result, in the event that somebody would have a machshava for half a zayis of this and a half a zayis of that, it would be mitzdarif. So behemshich to that, even though a chatzi zayis of chutz l'zmanoi and a chatzi zayis of chutz l'mkoymoi are mitztarif, but heavy idea, a chatzi zayis of achilo and a chatzi zayis of aktar in chutz l'zmanoi gufa are not going to be mitztarif. That's actually going to be kosher. So again, let's read the words in the Mishnah, because the Gemara is going to very much be medayik the words in the Mishnah. Lechol kechatzi zayis ulahakter kechatzi zayis kosher she'in achilo v'aktar mitztarfin. Let's visualize the case. A kohen is bringing a mincha right now, and he has in mind, he looks at the shiori mincha, and he says that I'm going to take half a zayis of the shiori mincha, and I'm going to eat a chutz l'zmanoi. Then he looks at the koimitz, and he says that I'm going to take a half a zayis of this koimitz, and I'm going to eat a chutz l'zmanoi. Or let's say you want to take the zvachim component of it, right? The equivalent thereof, where a kohen is doing a shechita, and he says, he looks at the basar, I'm going to eat a half a zayis of this basar in 3 days from now. And then he looks at the imurim, and he says, I'm going to be makter a half a zayis of this imurim in a week from now. Right, so these two machshavis are not mitzvah. So, the Gemara, time of the lechol lahakter. It sounds like the reason this is kosher, meaning the reason it's not a proper machshavis pickle, which is a good thing, which means the carbon is kosher, that's because he was being mitzaref achila and aktara, right? He thought a little bit of achila, he thought a little bit of aktara. And essentially what the Mishnah is saying is that achila and aktara, not mitzaref, hol lecha v'lechol. But what would be if he thought achila and achila? But one of the machshavas of achila was to eat a dover she'in darkoi lechol. It sounds like mitzaref, it would be mitzaref. Meaning, the Gemara's diyuk is super subtle. What would be if you took... That's why we visualized it before. The two things that this person's visualizing. And instead of saying, I'm going to eat this and be mocked to that, I'm going to eat this and I'm going to eat that. It sounds like it would be okay. There's nothing wrong with the cheftza. What's wrong is with the pa'ula that he's thinking he's going to do with the cheftza. So if he says, I'm going to eat this chutz l'zmanoi, eat that chutz l'zmanoi, that already is going to be okay. What's the problem? Vaktani reisha, the previous long Mishnah, one of the things that it said was, lechol dovash adarki, lechol hakter, dovash adarki lehakter. Then it's a machshavas pigol. What is it? Mashma dovash adarki lechol in she'ein darki lechol loy. There's a halacha that says that if someone has a machshava to eat a dovash she'ein darki lechol, such as the koymitz, because that's not darki lechol, or the imurim in a zevach, that's not darki lechol. Over there wouldn't be machshavas pigol. So tainus the gemara. It sounds like if you take these two cheftzes and you have a mind achila and aktar, that's when it's not mitzar. But take the same two cheftzes and have a mind achila achila. Yeah, how does that stem with the previous mishnah that says that if you have a machshava to eat a dovash she'ein darki lechol, it's not going to be okay. It's very nice, you have achila and achila, but you're trying to be mitzar for davish atarki lachol, davish aimit darki lachol. That's a problem. Not mitzad the tzir of shaboy, but mitzad the fact that you can't have a machshava to eat a davish aim darki lachol. Chutzlas manai, but the Gemara says loy. Don't get so excited about this deal, because I could always tell you, Mantana Omar Rabbi Yirmi. I'm sorry, Loi is on the previous Gemara. Dovash ein darkei lecholoi. And for the Gemara, Mantana, who is the Tana of our Mishnah? Omar Rabbi Yirmi. Rabbi Yirmi said, Amani Rabbi Lezi. It's the Tana Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer gets a lot of shout-outs in these sugis. To Omar, who says, Mechashve me'achilas adam l'achilas mizbeach, u me'achilas mizbeach l'achilas adam. Rabbi Eliezer has such a unique chiddush. He says that you could have a machshava to eat something that's supposed to go on the mizbeach, and it'll be a proper machshava. Or you can have a machshava to be mocked to something that you're supposed to eat, would be a proper machshava. What's the makar to this? The Tanan we learned in a Mishnah. And this Mishnah is coming up in a few days. And daf yud zayin amad alav. If someone did kmita lechol davashin darke lechol lach davashin darke lahakter kosher for Rabbi Eliezer poysel. Rabbi Eliezer says it's possible. So there is a shitas Rabbi Eliezer that disagrees what we said. You see in the previous Mishnah, there's a shitas Rabbi Eliezer that holds that there's no such halacha that the machshava has to be on a davashin. Our Mishnah, where the Gemara is making a diak, that it would seem to suggest you could have a machshav even on a davish in darkei lechol. Mani Rabbi Eliezer. In other words, yesterday's Mishnah is the Chachamim. Today's Mishnah is Rabbi Eliezer. This is the first teretz of the Gemara. That's Amar Rabbi Yirmiya. The second teretz of the Gemara is Abaya. Abaya, Amar Abaya said, Afilu Temer Rabbanan. You don't have to say that our Mishnah is going to Rabbi Eliezer, right? It's also, it's like the same Mishnah, really. We have it in the Gemara broken up, but right, the Gemara calls it a Reisha and a Seifa. This, we had a 50-line Mishnah, and then we have a one-line Mishnah. This is obviously the hemshich to the previous Mishnah. And by the way, even if it was two different Mishnayos, it's still dachuk. So the bottom line is, Snez Abaya, I want you to know. Even if you want to say that our Mishnah is going according to Rabbanan, it's not shver. You know why? Because, let's be honest, you're making a diak. The diak that you're making is a very, very, very subtle diak. What's the diak? The diak is, I had a mind to eat this half a kezayis of shiori amincha chutz l'zmanai, and I had a mind to be makter this chatzizayis of koimitz chutz l'zmanai. It's not okay, because achila and aktar is not mitztaref, zok the Mishnah. You're telling me that if I take those same two things, and I would have a mind to eat both of them, then it would. The koimitz is a dover shein darkei lechol. Nunu, says Abaya. Loi tema, don't make that diak. Don't say, ho lecho ve lecho dover shein darkei lecho. Ella ema halechol v'lechol dover shadarkei lechol. Say that 50 times backwards. But whether what you should say is lechol v'lechol dover shadarkei lechol, that already is going to be considered a ma'achshava. In other words, what the Mishnah is saying is that achila and aktara are not mitzdarf. That's what the Mishnah is saying. Is there a diik to be had? Yeah, there is a diik to be had. What's the diik to be had? That achila and achila are mitzdarf. Is there even more of a diak to be had? Says Abaya, I mean, if you want to make more of a diak, then you would say that two things that are dvarim shadarkei lechol, that maybe there would have been a havamina, ben benoy shal havamina, shouldn't be mitzarev, maybe they could be mitzarev. And Rashi says, by the way, you know what that would be? A chatzi zayas of chutz and a chatzi zayas of lemacha. Those are two things that are darkei lechol, and being that it's achila and achila, Good, you want to tell me a little bit of a diak is supposed to be had here, and as a result, that's what the diak would be, that's what the chiddush is. But to go ahead and say that if I would take those two things and I would have in mind both achil, even though one is any roi, achil mechates, it's definitely not something that's mefurish, loy kema, and as a result, that's not okay. But the Gemara says, if that's the case, umay kamashpalan. So what then really is the chiddush of the Mishnah? Aliba da abaya. Ha behed yaktani la. Meaning, you're telling me the chiddush is this diak? That what? Two achilas amitztarev, and you'll tell me, okay, I'll tell you even of a bigger chiddush. Two achilas amitztarev, even if one was chutz l'zmane and the other one's chutz l'kaime. We know that from the previous Mishnah. What did the Mishnah say? Lechol kizayis b'chutz or kizayis l'machor. Kizayis l'machor or kizayis b'chutz. We need the next part. Kechatzi zayis b'chutz or kechatzi zayis l'machor. Kechatzi zayis l'machor or kechatzi zayis b'chutz. Possible ve'en b'ikaris. Right? You see, clearly it's possible ve'en b'ikaris. So that's already mefurish. So what then is the chiddush? Now these next four or five lines of Gemara, you see there's like little oisias and parentheses all over the place. It's because, you know, to learn the Gemara innovating is a little bit tricky here. So we'll try and then we'll speak out the Teresh Baal Peh, the way Rashi explains the Gemara. So who's Hasu Lamalis? The Tain is the Gemara. So according to Abaya, what then is the Chiddush of this Mishnah? Ilechol velechol dovor she'ein darkoi lechol kamash malon demitztarev. Right? Is the Chiddush over here that if you want to be mitztarif two achilois, where one of them is a dovah she'in darkoi lechol, me reisha shamet mina. I know already from the reisha that what? That it's not okay, right? Now, this, the Gemara doesn't speak out here, but go behemshcht what the Gemara said on the bottom. If the Chiddush is the other diak, that what? Lechol v'lechol dovah she'darkoi lechol. And let's say, chutzlos mani chutzlom koimei, that's also mireish shamet mina. Mireish shamet mina, then it is okay, right? So the two possible diukim that you could have in this Mishnah, both are not okay. Because both are mefurish in the previous Mishnah. One is mefurish in the Mishnah that it doesn't work. The other is mefurish in the Mishnah that it does work, right? So again, let's try to get this. The Gemara is working now in Abaye and trying to figure out what is the chiddush of the Mishnah. Lechol kechatzi zayis ulahakti kechatzi zayis kosh shein achilava kaktarim mitztarfen. There's two possible diyukim that you can make from this Mishnah. One diyuk is lechol velechol dovah shein darkoi lechol is going to be mitztarf. Another diyuk is lechol velechol dovah shein darkoi lechol, one is chutz zmanich, one is chutz mkoymi, that's mitztarf. Tain is the Gemara, both of these diyukim are superfluous. I know them both from the previous Mishnah. I don't need this line of Chazal. I know it from the previous Mishnah. I know that to be mitztarif a dovah shein darkoi lechol and dovah shein darkoi lechol doesn't work from the previous Mishnah. And I know that to be mitztarif a dovah shein darkoi lechol mit a dovah shein darkoi lechol, even chutz zmanich, chutz mkoymi does work from the previous Mishnah. So what's the point of the Mishnah? Now, somebody would ask you this question. What's the point of the Mishnah? I have two diyukim to be had and both diyukim don't work. You would say, why are you assuming the point of the Mishnah is the diyuk? The point of the Mishnah is what the Mishnah is saying. Right? The point of the Mishnah is the diyuk. Maybe the chiddush is she'in achil v'aktarim mitztarfin. I mean, that seems to be the most plausible answer. You tell me there's two diyukim to be had, both of which I knew from the previous Mishnah. Okay. It's nice to be a London and to always be medayik, but sometimes just listen to what the person's telling you, and maybe that's really what he means. But the Gemara addresses that, right? This is the punchline of this. And ilechol ulahakter. Maybe you'll tell me the chiddush according to Abaye is the Mishnah gufa. It's the etzem Mishnah that ein achil v'aktarim mitztarfin, because that wasn't mentioned in the previous Mishnah, right? It was definitely not mefurish in the previous Mishnah. So if that's the case, maybe that's what's going on. Abizok de Gemara, that can't be the chiddush. You know why? Because even though it wasn't mefurish in the previous Mishnah, there was a diyuk to be had in the previous Mishnah. Why? I'll tell you. Because the hashto, what did we see in the previous Mishnah? Madoch, if you have two chalokim of a mincha, one is a dovah she'darkei lechol, shtiori mincha. The other is a dovah she'darkei lechol, the koimetz. And you have in mind to eat both of them, both achilo. It's not mitztarev. Certainly, if you take the same two chefzes and you have in mind one to eat and one to be makter, when now there's another reason why there shouldn't be a hitztarfus, because you're not even thinking the same avoda, you're not even thinking the same apulo. So if that's the case, there's no question in the world. So lechol lahakdim ibaya, said the Gemara tainit. So the words of the Mishnah can't either be the chiddush, because of the words of the Mishnah, I know midiyukim the reisha, but the Gemara says no. In lechol lahakdim strictly, you want to know the chiddush of this Mishnah? It's not the diyukim. The chiddush in the Mishnah is what the Mishnah says, and that is that you can't be mitzarif achilav aktara. What's the kasha? The kasha is if the same two chefzes, you couldn't be mitzarif achilav achilav. Certainly, you can't be mitzarif achilav aktara. The Gemara says no. The svar is just the opposite. Some time, I mean, I would have thought Hasim over there. Who the like? Over there, well, you have in mind to be Oichel, a dover, shedarkoi lahakter, dover shein darkoi lechel. So you're not having in mind the right thing. What you're thinking is like kiyorche. Maybe that's why it's not okay. Aval hoch over here, the bahai kiyorche kamachash, bahai kiyorche kamachash. Over here, the two half of machshavas that you're having are good, gesunte, glatte, normal half of machshavas. I'm having in mind to eat what I'm supposed to eat and to burn what I'm supposed to burn, not the other way around. It's voltech gemei, teimel etztarif, maybe it should be mitztarif. And by the way, we know that Akhtar is also called Achila in the Torah. It's called Achilas Mizbeach. B'shtei Achilas Akasa Medaber. So in a way, it is being Mitzdarf Achila V'Achila. But the bottom line is, I would have thought, being that each Machshava is an Orchidik Machshava, maybe it should be okay. Mash Malon, that is the Chiddush. That's what the Mishnah wanted to say. Ein Achila V'Akhtar Mitzdarf. In other words, this last Mishnah said, Lechol Kechatzi Zayis, Ulahakter Kechatzi Zayis Kosher, She'in Achila V'Akhtar Mitzdarf. The question is, what is the Chiddush of this Mishnah? What's the Chiddush of this Mishnah? First glance, doesn't seem to be a great Chiddush. The words of the Mishnah, Lechol Kechatzi Zayis, Ulahakter Kechatzi Zayis, Kosher She'in Achila V'Akhtar Mitzdarf. The Gemara feels I know that already from the previous Mishnah. Why? Because if Lechol Dover She'darkoi Lechol, V'Lechol Dover She'in Darkoi Lechol, where you're having in mind Achila and Achila can't be Mitzdarf, then certainly Lechol davar she'darkei lechol ulahakter davar she'in darkei lechol. Where number one is darkei lechol, the other one's not darkei lechol, and one is achil, the other one's akhtar. Certainly that would be mitzvah. So what then is the chiddush? So really, if you do the sikkum, there's two mahalchim in the Gemara, Rabbi Yirmiyah and Abaya. Rabbi Yirmiyah said there's a huge tiyuk to be had over here, that in the event that you would be mechashiv lechol davar she'darkei lechol, the lechol dover she'ein darkoi lechol, it actually would be mitzdarif, according to this Mishnah. It's tavka lechol ulahakta, that's not mitzdarif. But take the same exact cheftzes and think lechol lechol. I, the previous Mishnah, semaphorish not the way. Previous Mishnah was the Chacham, and this Mishnah is going according to Rebbe Eliezer. Abaya said no. Abaya said that really, this Mishnah is also going according to the Chachamim. And really, the Chiddush of the Mishnah over here is what the Mishnah is saying. Why is that a Chiddush? Because as much as I know from the previous Mishnah that Lechol Dover She'darkei Lechol, V'Lechol Dover She'in Darkei Lechol is not Mitztarif, but it could be Lechol Dover She'darkei Lechol U'Lahakter Dover She'darkei Lechol, or just this poetic symmetry, Lahakter Dover She'in Darkei Lechol could be over there, would be Mitztarif. I, what do you mean? It's even more removed. It is more removed. That is rather true. But each one is a normal machshava. And being that each one is a normal machshava, that's why it's okay. So that as much Abaya said, as all the diyukim that you would have from this Mishnah are either obvious, not even correct, also obvious, but the chiddush is poshut v'shteit, right? Sometimes tell him what you're going to tell him, and tell him what you told him. That's what's going on over here. Diyukim are nice, but can't forget, in mikri yoytze midei pshutai, that is the chiddush of what this mission is coming to say. And on that note, Daf Yomi moves fast. We already finished the first very lumdisha perik in Masechtas Menachos, Hadron Halach Kol HaMenachos, and without any introduction, we go right back in. So again, really, this next Mishnah could have been in the same perik for all intents and purposes, because it's very much a continuation of everything that we just learned. Mamish a continuation, as we're about to say. Akoyim says HaMincha, in the event that a kohen did kmitza lachal shiorel, to eat the shirayim of the mincha ilahakter kumtza, or to be makter the kohen mitz lamachar, tomorrow, meaning chutzas manoi. So he did kmitza, lechol she'orea, oy lahakter kumtza lamacha. Moide Rabbi Yosef is there. Rabbi Yosef was moide, shuhu pigol, that it's going to be pigol, v'chayavan olav kares, and you're going to be chayav kares. So says the Mishnah. Akoyim says, amincha lechol she'orea, lahakter kumtza lamacha is pigol, right? How do we know that? I mean, that was the previous Mishnah. That was the Mishnah on the bottom of Yad Aleph on the base. I was up to Mishnah. In case you were wondering, Rabbi Yosef, even Rabbi Yossi is Moida, that it's going to be Pigel. Now, why would you think that Rabbi Yossi would not be Moida? So for that, we have to see the next line of the Mishnah. What would be if a Koyin did the Kmitza on the Mincha, and he had in mind not to be Makter the Koymitz Lamacher, he had in mind to be Makter the Levina. So certain Menachis involved, in addition to the Seilis and the Shemen, also Levina. What was done with the Levina? A Haktara. The Kohen would be Makter the Koimitz, and he would be Makter the Levina. So what would be if while he was doing the Kmitza, he had in mind to do a Haktara Chutzlas Manoi, but not a Haktara Sakoimitz, rather Haktara Slevina. Rabbi Yossi Yomer Posele Mekaris. Rabbi Yossi says it's a Machshav Apiseles, but there's not going to be Karis. The Chachamim Yomer, the Chachamim say it's not just Posele, it's Pigol. The Chayav and all of Karis, and you're going to be Chayav Karis. So Rabbi Yossi says, if you were Koimitz to Samincha to be Makter the soilus, then it's going to be pigol. If you were koimetz the mincha with the intention to be makta the levina, then it's not going to be pigol. Amrulai, so the chachamim told Rabbi Yosi, my shino zem in a zevach. Why is this different than a zevach? In other words, we'll see this very much in the Gemara. But the chachamim understood Rabbi Yosi that probably what Rabbi Yosi is saying is, if I'm doing kmitza, so I'm doing an avoida in which part of the mincha? The soilus, right? The kmitza wasn't done with the levina, it was done with the soilus. I'm having in mind now to be makter the levina. That's a different component of the carbon. So I'm operating in one wing of the carbon, and I'm being mechashiv in another wing of the carbon, right? In the case of an oif, that's pun intended. But the bottom line is, I'm operating on one side, and I'm being mechashiv regarding the other side. Oh, it's two different ekin of the carbon, two different parts, two different components of the carbon. That's not going to be a machshava. If I'm operating in the koimitz and I have a mind to be mad to the koimitz, that, yeah, right? It's probably what's going on. But the chachamim told him, well, if that's the case, every zevach toichiach, right? Why every zevach toichiach? Koyin did the shechita kabbalah hoylacha with the dam. And he had a mind to be makta de murim. So I'm doing avodah sadam, and I'm having a mind de murim. So you see clearly, even though it's two different components of the carbon, still it's machshav as pigol, amalahem. So Rabbi Yosi told the chachamim, no, it's very different. Shazevach, when it comes to a zevach, domoy upsorei ve emurim echot. The dam, the basin, the emurim is all one chefts of a carbon. But the levina is not part and parcel of the mincha. That comes from one animal, right? It's all part of one animal. They're all vital organs of the same animal. As opposed to by the mincha, the Kaimitz is luchud, and the levain is luchud, and it's for that reason, there it's going to be different. Either way, the Gemara now is going to do a little bit of an iyun in Shitas Rabbi Yosi, the Machlokes, Rabbi Yosi, and the Chachamim. So how did the Mishnah begin? HaKaimitz is HaMincha Lechel Shiyareh, L'Hakter Kum Tzolamachar, Maidu Rabbi Yosi B'Zeshu, Pigov HaChayov and Olav Karas. Why did we begin this way? Because we're segueing into where Rabbi Yosi is not moida, right? This Rabbi Yosi is moida, that Rabbi Yosi is not moida. Where's Rabbi Yosi not moida? If you were coming to Samincha, not lechol shiareh, not lahakter kumtza, but rather lahakter levoinos. Being that from this pasha pshat in the Mishnah, it sounds like that's like a separate part of the mincha. So over there, it's not going to be a machshavas pickle. What's the kasha? Lomali b'mis namoida Rabbi Yosi bezu. Why do we need this hakdama, right? What is the hakdama really adding to the Hemshech of the Mishnah? Is there any Havamina, Ben Benoishal Havamina, to think that Rabbi Yosi is not Moida in this case? I mean, if that's not Pigol, what's Pigol, right? So, of course, he has to be Moida to that case. And that was a Friedige Mishnah. There was no mention of a Rabbi Yosi. Now, Rabbi Yosi is coming to say, HaKoymet says HaMincha, Amenaz, Lahakter, Levoinas, Olemachar, Puzzle, aim by cars, it sounds like there's a chiddush in the Moedah Rabbi Yosi. There's something that would have been misleading had I not heard this in Bokzain. And the question is, what exactly could I have possibly thought? The Gemara says, I'll tell you, I'm sure the Gemara the Mishnah Seifa, because the Mishnah wanted to say them Seifa. I would have thought, once I heard the Seifa, after I heard the Rabbi Yosi holds, that if you had a mind to be Makta Levoina, it's not going to be Pigol. I could have thought, time with the Rabbi Yosi, the reason Rabbi Yosi holds that, is mishum de kosavar ein mefaglim bechatzi mater. It's because he holds ein mefaglim bechatzi mater. It has nothing to do with the fact that this is the mincha, that's the levoina. It's related to ein mefaglim bechatzi mater. And if that's the case, afilu reisha nami. And therefore, ein mefaglim bechatzi mater wouldn't discriminate between whether the chatzi mater I'm being mefaglin is the levoina, or the chatzi mater I'm being mefaglin is the kaimus. We'll explain this in a second. Kamash won the baha moida. That's why the Tana of the Mishnah wanted to make it very clear. No, he's moida by the kaimus. He only is chaylik by the levoina. This has nothing to do with the sugi of Eimefagel Mechatzi Mater. Now, when you see the words Eimefagel Mechatzi Mater, right, so you chop a little bit of a tracel. But the truth is that really the application of Eimefagel Mechatzi Mater here in Daf Yud Gimel Amid Aleph Masechtes Menachos really means something very different than what it means in Masechtes Zvachim and in most sugis where it's mentioned. So usually the idea of Eimefagel Mechatzi Mater is that in the event you have a, let's say, a carbon chatas, where there's four hazois and they're all ma'akif, right? So if you would have a machshavas pigel by one of them, or two of them, or three of them, but not by all of them, since machlokes remain the chachamim, would it be a machshavas pigel or not? I had the machshava while I was doing not the ganza mater, only by chatzi. Because part of it I got right. It's only part of it I got wrong. So, if you hold mefagel b'chatzi mater, it's a machshavas pigel. If you hold a mefagel b'chatzi mater, it's not a machshavas pigel. But the yisoy, the case, not the yisoy, just the case, the taich, the definition of the words, of a mefagel b'chatzi mater is, I can't have a machsheves pigel if I'm only being machashev during half of the matter. If I had it by the ganze matter, that would be fine. That's not what's going on in the sugya. As a matter of fact, what's going on in the sugya is exactly the opposite. This kohen is doing the kmitza. That's not a chatzi matter. He's doing a full avoda right now. The full avoda is a kmitza. He had in mind to be makter the levoina, only the levoina. That is a chesaron on some level of eim afagel mechatzi matter. Why? Because a mincha that requires levoina, the haktaras akoimetz and the haktaras levoina are considered two halves of the same avoda. They're both part and parcel of the avodas haktar, and as a result, each one of them is really a chatzi matter. If ein mefagel mechatzi matter, our Gemara is saying that would not be a machshavas pigel, because just like ein mefagel mechatzi matter says that if I have the machshava while I did a chatzi matter, it's not a machshavas pigel. So too, ein mefagel mechatzi matter says that if I have a machshava to do a chatzi matter while I'm doing a full matter, that also wouldn't be a machshavas pigel. So time is the Gemara Gishmak. There would have been a half a minute to say that you know why Rabbi Yosi holds possible in by Karis if you had a mind to be makta the Levina, not because there's something inherently wrong with the Levina, it's not because of some disconnect in energy between the Kaimitz and the Levina. It's because the Levina at the end of the day is a chatzi matter. The Kaimitz is half the matter, and the Levina is half the matter. Klapi the Haktara. And if that's the case, maybe that's why. And if that is the case, Loishna, if I had a mind to be makta the Levina, Loishna, if I had a mind to be makta the Kaimitz. Each one is the other half of the same hole. And therefore, I would have thought that's a problem as well. It's for that reason the Tana of the Mishnah wanted to be clear. That's why the Tana of the Mishnah did speak in Bakhtzina. That's why the Tana of the Mishnah said that the issue is not a mefagel mechatzi matter. It's tafkavai de levoina. Now I know the Hemshach of the Mishnah must be, it's related to the fact that these are two different components of the same carbon. Now again, we've mentioned that this application of a mefagel mechatzi matter is a mechudish tiga application. It's actually a very mechudish tiga application of Lamdas. In the next staff, the Ezra Hashem, we will speak out a lot of brisk Lamdas related to it, or should I say, in the next staff, we already spoke out a lot of brisk Lamdas related to this inyan, Ayin Shem. Regardless, moving along. The Hakta Levainasa, or stay tuned. Rabbi Yossi Yom Apostle, the Ein Baikar. So as it relates to that's machlis Rabbi Yosi in the Chacham. Rabbi Yosi says pasul vein by karis, and what did the Chachamim say? Chachamim say pig of a chayav and all of karis. Now we rejected this havamina ben benoy shel havamina that maybe pshan Rabbi Yosi is because ein mefagel mechatzi matter. The Mishnah already addressed that. By the Mishnah saying it's only true by the levoina, it's not true by koimis, so we know that's not the pshat. Okay, so what is pshat in Rabbi Yosi in the Chachamim? When you read the Mishnah, what does it sound like pshat is? It sounds like pshat is they're arguing that if I'm doing avoid on one wing of the carbon and I'm being mechashev on the other wing of the carbon, do we say that's a proper machshava or not? It sounds like according to Rabbi Yossi, you can't think levoina while I'm doing kaimetz. According to the Chachamim, I could think levoina. I mean, I can't. But in the terms of it being a machshava spigel, yeah, it would be a machshava spigel, even though I'm operating in the kaimetz, I'm thinking about the levoina. Stating that, the Gemara now is going to introduce a memory that Rish Lakish said that's going to make a little bit of a mapech in this. Amar Rish Lakish. Rabbi Shlokish said, I'm a high Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi flaked Zugin. Right, he didn't just say this one time. Rabbi Yossi used to say, you meet Rabbi Yossi in the street, sometimes he would tell you this. Ein matter, mefagalas amater. That you should know one matter is not mefagala matter. So let's just keep this very, very simple. And Metz Hashem in the next year and all that raid, we'll go into this a little bit more. Or we went into this a little bit more. So Rish Lakish said that Rabbi Yossi used to say, Ein mater mefagel es hamater. If a kohen is doing an avoda in one matter, right, something that's matter, and now he has a machshava to do another thing, but that thing is also a matter, chutz lezmanoi, the halach is, it's not going to be a machsheves pigel. Ein matter mefagel es hamater. Said Rabbi Yossi, v'chein ata oimer, and if that's true, I'll give you an application of this. As it relates to the Shnei Bezichei Levoina Shalechem Aponim. So, there were two Bezichei Levoina that were burnt on the Mizbeach HaChitzoin that were matter to the Lechem Aponim HaAchila. Each one of them was a matter. As it relates to the Shnei Bezichei Levoina Shein Matter, Mefagalas HaMatter, the same thing would be true over there. So, in the event that a Koyan is being makter one of the Bezichei Levoina and he has a mind to be makter the other one of the Bezichei Levoina Chutz L'Zmanoi, Ein Matter, Mefagalas HaMatter, each one is a matter, and as a result, it wouldn't be a Machsheves Pickle. So Rabbi Yossi used to say that Ein mater mefagalas amater, and you should know the same is going to be true as it relates to the Shnei Bezik Levan. Now, what does it mean Rabbi Yossi used to say, ein mater mefagalas amater? Was there a context? So Rashi says, yeah. Rashi says, koloimar, hainu time of the Rabbi Yossi. He would explain his shita right here in our Mishnah in that way. That the reason Rabbi Yossi holds that HaKoymetz HaSam Mincha, Amanas LaHak to Levoy Nosa LaMacher, it's not considered a Machshavas Bigel, because the Koymetz is a matter and the Levoyin is a matter. And ein mater mefagalas amater. That's a problem in the world of Pigel, and it's not going to be okay. And by the way, I'll tell you a zushtal to that. The Shnei Bezichei Levoino, each one is an individual matter. Ein matter mefagalas amater. It says, where my vechein atoimer, meaning, why is that even a chiddush? If Rabbi Yossi holds ein matter mefagalas amater, the Shnei Bezichei Levoino are two different matirim. So, of course, that's the way it should be. Not my, I don't understand the halacha, but my, it's obvious. So the Gemara says, no, it's not so obvious. I would have thought, that maybe, when is there a issue of ein matter mefagalas amater? Maybe that's by the koimitz and the levoino, which are two separate things. But when it comes to Shnei Bezicha Levoino, we're they're the same exact thing. So Adodi, I would have thought that Mefagel, Kamash Malon, that's the Chiddush over here. That even Shnei Bezicha Levoino, there's a din of Eimat Mefagel Asamat. But either way, Rish Lakish says, Rabbi Yossi used to explain his own position. You know, Pshan and Rabbi Yossi in the Mishnah, that if someone does Kmitza and he has a mind to be Makta Levoino, it's not going to be Machshav Espigel. It's because Eimat Mefagel Asamat. And by the way, the same is going to be true for the Shnei Bezicha Levoino. So what's the Gemara's Kasha going to be right now? Doesn't stim with our Mishnah. Why does it stim with our Mishnah? The Mishnah didn't say it's alt a matter mefagalas amater. The Mishnah clearly said it's because the koimitz and the levoina are two different parts of the carbon. Mishnah gave a different reason. Let's explain the kasha the Gemara is going to ask a little bit better. And that is, according to the time of the Mishnah, that the koimitz and the levoina are lochod. What would be if a koyin would have a machshava b'shas one of the aktaris of the bezichei levoina for the other one of the bezichei levoina? You would think that would be a machshavas pigel based on the time of the Mishnah. Because the shnei bezichei levoina, I don't think, are like the koimitz and the levoina. That's for sure one and the same. Right? The Gemara just spoke out that svara. So you would think for sure that would be. Rish Lakish Faker is saying, "Oy mahoy Rabbi Yosi pshat in the Mishnah is aim matter mefagalas amater," and that's why when it comes to the Shnei Bezicha Levoina, that's also not going to be a machshavas pigel. I mean, it's very nice. The problem is, it doesn't sound like the svar of Rabbi Yosi in the Mishnah, and the nafkamina that Rish Lakish is suggesting would come out from his avon and Rabbi Yosi seems very much contradicted from the Mishnah, because he's saying the chena ta'ime b'Shnei Bezicha Levoina from the Mishnah. It's very much mashma that it wouldn't be true by Shnei Bezicha Levoina. So let's see it inside. Time says the Gemara, "Mimba says Amar Time Rabbi Yosi b'Levoina Lamishum Talami de Minchahi." Is there any way to say that Pshat Rabbi Yossi is not because of the fact that the Levoina is not part and parcel of the Mincha? Right? It has nothing to do with that. It's Eimat B'Fagas Amater, and therefore it'd be true even by Shnei Bezichei Levoina. Faktani Sefer Rabbi Yossi could not have been more clear in the Mishnah. He said, Amrulai, Mashin Samin Azevach, right? The Chamim told Rabbi Yossi, why is the Koimitz and the Levoina different than the Damanei Murim? Amrulam, he told him Azevach, Dami Upsar Ve'murav Echad, because by the Zevach it's all part of the same karma, the Levoina, Eina Menah Mincha. But the Levoina is not part of the Mincha. So he said, clearly the issue is that it's not part of the Mincha. Shnei Bezichei Levoina, which is all part of the same thing, for sure would be okay. It has nothing to do with a new din, Eimat B'Fagas Amater. This is related to the fact that it's not part and parcel of the same Indian. The Gemara says an unbelievable daichik. My Eina Ben HaMincha. You know what Rish Lakish is going to tell you? When Rabbi Yossi said Eina Ben HaMincha, he didn't mean Eina Ben HaMincha that the Levoina and the Koimitz are two separate entities. That's not what he meant. What he meant was Eina Be'ikuv Mincha. That it's not part of the ikuv of the Mincha. The Haktaras HaLevoina does not require a Haktaras HaKoimitz first to be matarit. The lav, it's not kihechi the ma'akav lu koimit to slushirayim. The kamat the lav, miskata koimit lamisach li shirayim. Hochinami ma'akav lo levoina. This is some classic Menachas language. It's not like the shiori mincha, where the halach is that if you're not matta the koimit, you can't eat the shiori mincha, because I need the akhtaras koimit to be matta the shirayim. Ella, as it relates to the akhtaras levoina, relative to the akhtaras koimit, yiboy hai makta bereisho, yiboy hai makta bereisho. The Mishnah means, what Rabbi Yossi is saying in the Mishnah is, it's not part of the Mincha, it's not the Ikur of Mincha. Not that it's not the same Cheftza, that's not what he's saying. What he's saying is, it's not in the Ikur of the Mincha, that it's not something that becomes Mutter al Yudei, the Akhtar HaKoimitz. It itself is a matter. If I want to be Mat Makta the Levina before I Makta the Koimitz, that's something I have every right to do. The bottom line is that Taimid the Rabbi Yossi is actually not what it sounds like he said in the Mishnah. And that is because the Koimitz and the Levina are two different components, but rather what it's more related to is a Mata Mephagas Amata with a tremendous Nafkamina. If you had in mind the Shasta Akhtar of one of the Bezicha Levina, the other one of the Bezicha Levina, it wouldn't be a Machsheves Pigel. Either way, the Rabban, what the Rabban respond in the Mishnah, we know this. Again, now that Rabbi Yossi means a mata mefagalas amata, he doesn't mean what he thought he meant. So now the rabbanon need to respond. So they say it's true. There's an idea. I'll give it to you. A mata mefagalas amata. How do you believe that's only hechad leikvu bechad mano? That's only if it's not in one keli. But hechad leikvu bechad mano. But once it's in one keli, kechad dami over there, it's going to be like one, and there's not going to be a problem. A mata mefagalas amata. So Gemara is adding a nakuda, and that is that even the rabbanon that are chiluk with Rabbi Yossi in the Mishnah, they agree with the concept of a mata mefagalas amata. They just say by mincha, being that it was in one month over there, it's not going to be a problem. Now, what would be a case of where they would agree with it? Where would they hold a matem mefagalas amakar? Where would that be an issue? So if you look at the parentheses, the parentheses are very helpful here in Menachas. The parentheses say, Gabi shachat echem en akfasim, lecho lemocher de amrit shneim ksheir. If you look at Rashi, Rashi essentially says the same thing. Rashi says it would chapen afkemina by the shnei kivtzei atzeres. The shnei kivtzei atzeres were the two kvasim, the shalmei tziburs that were brought on Shavuos. Two separate karbanas, they're like shnayim shein echa. If a kohen would do the shechita with one, amanaz, to eat the basar of the other one, chutzlas manai, so over there we would say, ein mater mefagel es hamater, and being that it's not pechad mana, the rabbanu would be made to Rabbi Yossi. So the Gemara is just saying that the fidus havana Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi is saying ein mat mefagel asamata. Chamu were very chaylik, but you should know they weren't as chaylik as you think they were. They don't fundamentally disagree with the principle. They just saw when it comes to a mincha, it's one inyan. But enechinami, as it relates to maybe the shnei kivtzei atzeres over there, it's going to be different. So what's the sikkum of this part of the daf? The sikkum is that in the Mishnah we had what felt like a very straightforward Rabbi Yossi, and then when we started the Gemara, it got a little bit faplunted. But it started very straightforward. Akoymis etz mincha. Amanas lahakter kum to lemacher moide Rabbi Yossi. Hakoymitz says amincha amanas lahakter levoynos lemacher. Rabbi Yossi says pasulim leikaris chom holds going to be pigel. Sounded like pshat and Rabbi Yossi is because it's two different departments in the carpet, and as a result, you can't be operating in one and be mechashiv on the other. L'maskana the Gemara said Amar Ishlakish Imahay Rabbi Yossi. That's not what he means, but rather what Rabbi Yossi means is ein mater mefagalas amater. It's not what he said. If you twist the words a little bit, that is what he said. And by the way, the same is going to be true by the Shnei Bezichei Levoina. Same is going to be true by the Kifsei Atzeres, what emerges from the Gemara. So there's going to be other applications of this halacha. Another thing that emerged from the Gemara is that there was a Havamina to think that maybe Rabbi Yossi could have meant Eim Afagel Mechatzim Mater, not the traditional Eim Afagel Mechatzim Mater, but the more briska, mechudishtiga Eim Afagel Mechatzim Mater. But Rabbi Yossi himself already addressed that that's not the case. That's why the Mishnah gave the whole Akdama, Moid Rabbi Yossi Vezeshu Pigel in the case when you had a mind to be Makta there. Kindness. One last leg of the Gemara. Amr Rabbiane. Rabbiane said, that's a pun leg. Levoina bizarre pasul. In the event that a czar would go and he would be malakit the levoina from the mincha pasul, it would disqualify the karma. So one of the quote-unquote avoidas that was done with the mincha was after the levoina was put on top of the mincha, so the kohen would come and he would be malakit the levoina and he would separate it from the mincha. If a czar would do that, that would be a problem. My time, why? What avoida is that, right? Meaning, which one of the avoidas is this that somehow it's now considered that an avoida was done by a posel, so it knocks out the mincha? So the Gemara says, I'll tell you why. It's haylacha. This is haylacha. I thought haylacha is walking the kaimitz or the levaina to the mizbech. Even though he's not physically walking, but you could do haylacha even by not walking. In what way is it haylacha? I'm bringing it one step closer to the haktara, because I have to be malakit in order to do the haktara, says the Gemara. The haylacha, bizarre, psula, meaning haylacha shalei beregel is shma haylacha, and haylacha is pasul bizarre. So you want to know which avoid it is, it's the avoid of halach. Amr Amari, so Amari said, Afana namitinin avaraya from our Mishnah. Which Mishnah? From the previous parak. Zayaklah. The Mishnah said, Kolok kemis v'neisim v'kiv v'am v'lichfam makter. Those are the four critical avoidas when it comes to a mincha. If you have in mind to do it, chutz hazmani, chutz mkoymai, it's going to be a problem. So he said like this, Bishloim mkoymitz. I understand why if you have a machshava b'shas the kemitza, it's a problem. Because hainu shaychit. It's the equivalent thereof to the shchita. Moilich nami, as it relates to halacha, hainu moilich. Makter. Meaning, You remember from the first parak of Masechta Zvachim, blot and blot and blot of Gemara, where the Gemara is bringing Mekairis, how do you know which one of the Avoidas there's a problem of Shalei Lashma or there's a problem of Machshav is Pickle? At the end of the day, it's the four critical Avoidas. We took for granted that there's four critical Avoidas by Mincha that are the mirror image of the four critical Avoidas by the Zevach. But Amari says, I don't chap all of them. I chap the Kmitza, that's the equivalent of the Shechita. I chap the Hilacha and the Haktara, that's the equivalent of the Hilacha and the Zrika. Elonoisim Beklim, Aiko Ovid. What is that the equivalent of? Ilay mimishum the dami the Kabbalah. You tell me that's the Kabbalah. That's what we keep on saying. That better be the maskana. But me dami, it is. Hasam mimela hachakashakol. It's very different than Kabbalah. Kabbalah happens mimela. Kabbalah, the koyin shechts the animal, and then the dam comes gushing out mimela. Over here, he has to do a pulu. He has to take the koymitz, and he has to physically put it into a kli sharis. Right? Over here, it's Kashalka Verami. Here, you physically have to put it there. Elam Mishom, you have to say. Probably the reason we treat this like a Kabbalah is not because it's really Kabbalah, because it's critical. It's necessary. You can't live without it. Meaning, the fact that it's needed, Avodah Chshuvihi, and Al Karchach, you have to put it into a box. So mashfilek a Kabbalah. So we back into making a Kabbalah. Well, hachinami, I would argue the same thing over here. Kiva deloy sagila deloy avidla. Being that you need to be malakit alavayna, avoydach shuvi, it has to be an avoydach shuva. Al karchach mashfilek, you got to put it somewhere. You know where you're going to put it? You're going to make it. Ki alach, you're not going to Kabbalah. It's not taktar, it's not zurika, right? What is it? So you're going to make it into a halacha. Halacha shloy beregel shma halacha. Have a ride from the Mishnah. From the fact that what? What's derived from the Mishnah? Not from the Halacha part of the Mishnah, from the Kabbalah part of the Mishnah. From the fact that when you put the Kaimitz into a Klisharis, we treat it like Kabbalah, that means an Avodah Shuva, you back into giving it a title and putting it into one of the categories of Avodah Chashuvas. I think that's what's going to happen with the Halacha. But the Gemara says, I appreciate Tafanan Amitanina, but it's not a right. Because Loi Lam, I'll tell you, the Dami the Kabbalah. You're telling me that putting the koymitz into the klisharis is not Kabbalah, must be because it's an avodah chshuva. So likot levayna, even though it's not a halacha, it's avodah chshuva. We're going to make it into no. Pshat in putting the koymitz into the klisharis is because it is Kabbalah. Udeka kashal lecha hasam emelacha kashalka verami. Ah, you tell me it's not Kabbalah. Kabbalah happens memela. Here you have to do a pulah. Mechti travay k'tushas klihu. The side of Kabbalah is not memela. The side of Kabbalah is k'tushas kli. It's after the first avodah being mekadesh what I have now into a keli. Mali memela. If it happened memela, or if I went ahead and I did a pa'ula, the reason that's called Kabbalah is because it really is Kabbalah. This is it halacha? I don't know if it's halacha. You want to tell me yeah? You want to tell me no? It's totally halacha. Shmoy beregel, shmoy halacha, shmoy shmoy halacha. But afa nami tanina, a riot to that? That's not something you have. We are going to stop here.